This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. So if you're a lot like me, and for that matter millions of people around the globe, you were probably watching March Madness and the march to the ultimate national champion, the Yukon Huskies. Now, there were a lot of great games throughout the tournament, but as usual, I have a small complaint. So how many times did I have to listen to Charles Barkley telling me I can get a foot-long churro to go with my foot-long sandwich from Subway? I mean, perhaps the first few times I saw the commercial, it made sense to me and introduced a new product. The last umpteen times I saw the commercial, it was just a total turnoff. How about the car commercials? I mean, never have I seen a commercial that told me absolutely nothing about the car than the car companies during March Madness. There were three car commercials, as I recall, and all of them left me wondering what, pray tell, did they tell me about the vehicle. I don't know, if I buy one, I can street dance with my pals. If I buy one, I can tear it apart driving up a mountainside that I wouldn't even consider hiking up. Or maybe if I bought one, I could have street people point and shout at me. None of them told me much about the car in question. Then there was the financial commercial. I must have seen it, oh, I don't know, maybe 20 times or so, and I still couldn't figure out what it had to do with finances, and specifically, my finances. I didn't even realize it was a financial commercial until the disclaimer came on at the end. So if you're going to run a bazillion commercials during all the broadcasts of the March Madness tournament, couldn't you at least have three or four different ones so we don't see the same thing over and over and over again? Well, the answer appears to be probably not. How about the iPhone commercial? You know, the one where he points at all the pictures on his phone and they sing back to him, "Don't delete me." Well, with the exception of the singing dog at the end, I would push the button and delete the whole commercial if I had a chance. So sad to say that we saw the same commercials over and over again and so many, many times that my kids could probably mouth along with the words. Or sing along in some cases. I can tell you this, though, they were bored with the whole thing, but I can only watch so much SpongeBob SquarePants. There were a few more commercials not worth mentioning here. I'm in the advertising business, as is my wife, and multiple times we looked at each other and said, "That doesn't make any sense. What was that for? What does it say about the product?" Well, thank goodness there were many close games that kept you glued to the telecast, because if not, the channel would be changed as soon as those dancing bears and toilet tissue hit the screen. You know what I mean? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.